topic of the daf was apotropis. And therefore, I think it's kedai to start the raid. We'll see where this goes. But to at least start with a foundational raidbai. So nothing fancy. Just a foundational raidbai in terms of understanding a little bit better the whole concept, the whole institution, the patent known as the apotropis. So the apotropis comes up in a lot of different places in Shas. And I just think it's kedai for us to be a little bit more familiar with the apotropis and the haglachic significance of the apotropis. And really, just to begin where today's daf began, and that is the first halacha of the Mishnah was Yisoyimim shesamchu itzel balabayis oy sheminu lehem avien apotropis chayv la'asa perisem, which in English means that an apotropis who's in charge of the estate of the Yisoyimim, he has an obligation to give trumas or maestras on behalf of the Yisoyimim. The Gemara asked the kasha, is that true v'riminu? It says in the parasha of truma king terimu gam atem. And from the word atem we learn atem v'loy shutfin, atem v'loy arisim, atem v'loy aputropin, atem v'loy atayim v'she'inu shaloi. Atem, you have to be a bailim in order to be able to be mafis trumas or maestras. And an apotropis is one of the examples that the Brisa gives of someone that's not a bialim, he's not a baalbas. So if that's the case, freak the Gemara, how could the Mishnah say that the apotropis is chayv la'aser? It's a mefurish Brisa. It's learned out from the drasha, don't less. Atem v'loy apotropin. And Amr Rav Chizra said a teretz, and the Gemara brought a Brisa ben Ichusa that supported this teretz, and that is, loy kasha kan lahachl kan lohaniach. The Mishnah that says that the apotropis is chayv la'aser, it's talking about where the purpose of why he would be giving Maisa right now is poshet to feed these Yisoyimim. He doesn't want to be Michael these Yisoyimim Tevel. Thus, he has no choice but to be Ma'aser. Vir Chayev La'aser. He could, and not only can he actually has to. When the Brisa says Atem V'loy Apotropin, it's referring to Apotropis that's not being Ma'aser now to feed the Yisoyimim. They're fine. They're well fed. It's Lohaniach. He wants to store away Tvuah, and he feels that the appropriate way to store it is by first being Ma'aser. That is not okay. And al zeh nemar atem v'loy apotropin. This is the Gemara. But Emes says the Gemara is a pella. You can't even read the Gemara. Why not? Because if the Gemara has a brisa that says atem v'loy apotropin, that means that an apotropis is nitkain balabas to be able to be ma'aser the payrois of his clients, of the Yisoyimim. Atem v'loy shutfin, atem v'loy arisin, atem v'loy apotropin, atem v'loy atoyer mesha'inu shaloi. What's the brisa say? Rashi teach the brisa that the last part of the brisa, v'loy atoyer mesha'inu shaloi, is the pirush on everything that was mentioned prior. And that is, the brisa is saying that a person cannot be toyerim something that doesn't belong to him. If the brisa is saying that an apotropis is not the bailim on the field, which makes sense logically, who made him the bailim? So if that's the case, what difference does it make if he's being mafrish lahachal or if he's being mafrish laniach? If there's a din d'oraisa that says atem v'loy apotropin, if there's a din d'oraisa that says you can't be toyer mesha'inu shaloi, power of attorney, misam chaloyish. So mehechatesi, it would be good even if it's lahachal. And Emma says, you know who asks this kasha? Every single rishon. Every rishon in the world asks this kasha. Taisus, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ramban, the Ritva. Every single rishon asks this very kasha. And if you go through the rishonim, what emerges is three mahalchim to answer this kasha. And really, it's not just three mahalchim to answer this kasha. And this is really the purpose of the Reibai. It's three mahalchim, I think, to understand ba'oifin yisoydi, the whole concept, exactly how an apotropis works. Taisus, le'il, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, asks this very question. And Tosfos says that you have to say that the reason if the apotropis was toyrim lahachal, it works, is midin hefker bezdin hefker. In other words, a person can't be toyrim something that doesn't belong to him. But bezdin has a right to transfer ownership from something that belongs to the Yisoyimim and make it now the possession of the apotropis. That's exactly what's happening in this sugya, says Tosfos. It's working with the idea of hefker bezdin hefker. So hefker bezdin hefker makes it now belong to the apotropis, and because now via hefker bezdin hefker belongs to the apotropis, so now the apotropis is the atem, it's his. And therefore, this is something that he's going to be able to do. But, says Tosfos, the only time Beis Din felt that it was kedai, and there was a reason to say hefker Beis Din hefker, was when it's lahachel lahaniach mehechatesi. So as it relates to lahaniach oik me adindoi raisa, which is atem v'lo yapetropin, just like it's atem v'lo yashutvin, atem v'lo yarisin, atem v'lo yatoyim shenis shaloi, so it's atem v'lo yapetropin. I lo hachel is okay. Yeah, that's because there the apotropos is the atem. How did the apotropos become the atem? When did this transaction take place? Beis Din was the one that did it. Beis Din has the right to do it. They have the authority based on Gittin Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the two Makaris, based on the halacha of Hefker Beis Din Hefker. But Derech Aga, the Mechas Chinuch, a mitzvah Shin Tzadikei asks a bamba kasha. His kasha is that if the way this Trumas Umaisus works is with Hefker Beis Din Hefker, then why does the apotropos even have to be ma'aser? Once it's hefker, hefker is potem and ma'aseres. So feitim mechaschinach a rizig akasha that I understand if it's working with hefker Beis Din hefker, and that's the whole plates, the way Tosfos explains that the apotropos even has the right to be ma'aser in the first place. So why are we doing this? Adarabba, we'll save the assignment. We're anyways being ma'afgerit and just bypass the whole Trumas HaMaisris. Mechaschinach wants to bring a raya to a big chiddush from the Shara Melech, Ayin Shom. But the bottom line is that Mechaschinach comes out that Pasha Pshah probably is that being that people might not know that there was a Hefker Bez, their Hefker taking place over here, he brings a precedent for such a Svara. So it's for that reason. B'dobe she'im by koil, midrabbono, you'll be chayiv to be ma'af Trumas HaMaisris. But the Mechaschinach says that it comes out the Trumas HaMaisris, according to Tosfos, is the Trumas HaMaisris derabbono. Because being that it's working with Hefker, the minute it became Hefker, now it's potem midayraisa from Trumas HaMaisris. The whole chiv is meh nit achiv derabbonon, so the whole kan lahachal is only midrabbonon taka because of some gezeira. But the bottom line is, this is the first mahalach in the Rishonim. The second mahalach in the Rishonim is the Ramban. The Ramban and the Ran in Chidushei Aran says the same thing, say that the reason the apotropos is able to be mafresh Trumas HaMaisris when it's lahachal is working with the halacha of zochin la adam shaloi b'fana. Says the Ramban, v'li nira, shekol masha oisa apetropos, v'toivas yisoymin, masha osoy osoy min ha-toyra, the zochin la adam shaloi b'fana. And being that there's a klal of zochin la adam shaloi b'fana, and it's a schus for the yisoymin to not eat hevel, by the way, even though we're dealing with ketanim and kotol oichon neveilus, ein bezim etzov lafrisha, that's a whole nother shmuz. But the bottom line is for sure it's a schus for the ketanim not to eat macholoi sasurois, b'makim schus, we have a din of zachal ladam shalei b'fanav, and that's how this is going to work. And pashup shat, the way the achrayim understand the Ramban, is that le hachel, over there there's a schus, and being that there's a schus, so therefore you're going to have the halacha of chayv la'aser. As it relates to haniach, it's not a schus, because what is the schus? And being that it's not a schus, so therefore the apotropos is not balabas, if he's not balabas, oik midine adai raisa atem, but al-Kopanim, that's the second mahalach. Now the truth is, whether or not you say zochem la'odom shloi b'fanov when it comes to ketanim, this is already a major discussion. What comes to mind, obviously, is Tosfos Ksuvos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in the sugya of Ger Katan Matpil Anoise Al Das Beis Din, and it's before in the Gemara that it works midin Schia, and Frey Tosfos Akasha Schia is mitam Shlichos, ain't Shlichos L'Katan. So how did Shaiach Zochem La'odom Shloi B'fanov? And Tosfos says two terutzim, either midrabbanon, there is an idea of Shlichos and Schia L'Katan, or b'makom Schus Gomor, over there it's going to be different. So obviously take this Ramban and plug it into the sugya in Ksuvos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. This is Nishtar Inyan right now, Ayin Shom. But either way, that's the second mahalach in the Rishonim. The third mahalach is the biggest chiddush, and that is the Rashba. The Rashba says two terutzim to this kasha. The first, he says, like Tosfos says in Daf Mem, hefker Beis Din hefker. But then he says another terutz. Inami, ikal meimer, the midino tarmin bein lahachel bein lahaniach. That the apotropos has the ability lahachel to be tarim is working me ikar adin. Why? The yad apotropos ki yad ayisoyim. Because there's a cloud, there's a principle, the yad apotropos is ki yad ha-yisoyman. So if the apotropos is yad, it's like the yad of the yisoyman, so says the Rashba, therefore it's not a kasarim not them. There's no pgam in them because it's balabas, and therefore he's allowed to do it. Faith the Rashba, if that's the case, yad apotropos ki yad ha-yisoyman, so why is it only lahachel? Why not lahaniach? El kedesh lo yire kemizalzel benichsei ha-yisoyman. Shem lo yedaktiku yofa bedover. Out of a sensitivity that people might think that the apotropos is being mizalzel benichsei ha-yisoyman. After learning today's daf, we can appreciate all the different stories that happen where people were being chaycha the apotropos. Right? Sounds like he was like exhibit A for a chashud, maybe. He might be taking advantage of the nechasim of the assignment. So because of a concern that that might be the case, asru lehem litran k'nei lahaniach. So it's for that reason Chazal said it's asru lahaniach, kivan she'ein tzorech bedavar hazeh. Avol lahachel, tfiras de Rashba, but to be meichel, hem idu adine. Over there, it's going to be muter mi ikur adin. I'm skipping a little bit. Says the Rashba, you have to say, v'hod darshinan atem v'loy shutfen, atem v'loy apetropin. This, that the Gemara darshin brought a pasuk of atem v'loy apetropin, mid the Rabbanon, you have to say, it's only a din the Rabbanon, because mid the Reisna, yad apetropis is ki yad ha-yusayman. V'kro asmachta ba'almahu. And the whole pasuk is an asmachta ba'almahu. So the Rashba was mechadish, a yesoid that we probably have to take with us. And that is, that there's a new klal, this da'a chiddish, that yad apotropis is ki yad ha-yesoimim. So anything that the yesoimim would be able to do for themselves, if they were considered bnei das, if they were old enough, the apotropis could do for them as well. It's not hefker bezden hefker, it's not working with zachal adam shaloi b'fanav. It's a din da'iraisa of yad apotropis ki yad ha-yesoimim. And the emes says, the Rashba is, that lahaniach should also work. And the reason it doesn't work is because of a chashash that people are going to be choshed the apotropis. And in the Gemara, it's a pasuk. Cross, machta ba'alma. Tremendous chiddush in pshat in the Gemara. And certainly a very, very interesting, fascinating idea. And that is, in the words of the Rashba, the yad apotropis, ki yad ha-yesayim. Now, if the Rashba said such a chiddush, yad apotropis, ki yad ha-yesayim, you have to have a makar for this. Right, you can't just say a chiddush like this. The sugyas of apotropis, mechatesi, you could easily say it's hafker bezen hafker or zachal adam shaloi b'fanav. There's mahalchim the gedolei rishonim to learn that way. So obviously there's a makar, and the achrayim say that it's pashat, and it is pashat that the makar to the Rashba was a gemara masechtas kedushin. Daf mem beis amar alef. So kedushin mem beis amar alef is the beginning of parak ish makadish, and it's in the first sugya of parak ish makadish, which is the sugya of shlichos. So in the sugya of shlichos, after the gemara brings no less than three makayris to shlichos, gerishin, karban pesach, and truma, three makayris in the Torah where you find the idea of shlichos. As the gemara, I think I have a fourth makar. V'alahad amar rav gidol amar rav. It's kedai to go through this gemara very quickly. Minayin shlichos shaladim kamaisa. How do you know shlichos shaladim kamaisa? Shenem the pasuk says v'nasi echad, nasi echad mimata tik. The pasuk says that when you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua Benun, Elazar Kohen Gadol, Tzkeinim, you're going to have to be manchal the land. Now, how is everyone going to get a piece of land? Every shevet is going to appoint a nasi, nasi echad mimata, and they, on behalf of their constituents, tikhu linchal es haaretz. They're going to be the ones that are going to be kind of the land. Says the Gemara, if that's how Yerusha Sa'aretz work, it certainly sounds like it worked with Shlichus. Fake the Gemara, typically Shlichus Mihacha. I have three Makaris, Chabafed. I have a fourth. I have a fourth Makar, and that is the Parsha of Nasi Echad. Nasi Echad Mimata. But the Gemara says, 1 second. You're asking a Kasha from here? You think this is working with Shlichus? This can't be Shlichus. Try to speak English. Vitizbara, the whole shlichus. Vaktanim lavne shlichus nanu. This can't be shlichus. Why can't it be shlichus? Because he's dealing with ketanim over here. What about Yisoimim that came into Eretz Yisrael? They were not bnei shlichus. They couldn't appoint the shlich. And if they couldn't appoint the shlich, so what was going to be over there? Bal karchach, this is not a sugi of shlichus. It can't be a sugi of shlichus. Ela zok de gemar ki yado amar rava baravuna. The amar rava baravuna amar rav gidol amar rav minayin shazach alad mishloi b'fano. You have to say pshan, this price is not the makar to shlichus. Something else is going on here. You know what's going on over here? What's going on is minayim lezochin ladam shalei b'fanav. Not minayim sheshulchet shaladam kamoisai. It's minayim shezochin ladam shalei b'fanav shenemar v'nasi echad v'chulu. It's a working not midin shlichos, because ain't shlichos a katan. It's working midin shchiyah. Oh, and shchiyah that you do have for a katan. Right, this is the ger katan sugya. Freit the gemara of a tisbara? What? That's pshat and this pasuk? You're going to learn zochin ladam shalei b'fanav from nasi echad shchusi ha'choy v'nami yeka. How is this a schos? This could be a chayif. Think of the nichale behar, v'loy nichale bebika. V'ikon the nichale bebika, v'loy nichale behar. Right, there's different mamari agad in different places in Chazal with different shvatim. They didn't like so much the chelik that they got. Right, Binyamin, and you have Naftali Amaroy, Mesada, the Gemara, Megillah, Dabav, and now. There's different Gemaras. So what makes this into a schos? Mecha tesi. Zoch ladam, shleib b'fanav is, if you know for sure it's a schos. You'd be makabu matana for somebody. I don't know. But mecha tesi, this is a schos. Ella zoch tomorrow, you're right. You're right. The Elok the Rava Baravuna, Psharim, the Drosha, and what we're going to learn from Nasi Echad. Here's the punchline to something else. The Amar Rava Baravuna, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. You ready? Minay and Liyosay Mishabo Lach like Minichsei Aviyah. How do you know if Yisoyim are coming to divine Nechse Aviyem? Shebez den mamidin lohen apetropis. The Bezin can appoint an apetropis for them. Locho vilis, guys. Regardless if there's going to be a chayiv or if it's going to be a schos. The Gemara says, lochov amai. Why would you appoint lochov? Ela lochov al menaslis, guys. How do you know? Lochov al menaslis, guys. Talmud loymar. The nasi echad mimate teku. B'derech agav, only because we learned the Gemara today, Tosfos asks, this Gemara doesn't stim so much with today's daf. Because in our Gemara we had an apotropis that was lochav al manas liskos, doesn't work. It's Tosfos kash. But the bottom line is that what emerges from this Gemara is that the Gemara had three attempts, we got it right on the third, but three attempts to explain Rav Gidla Merav's drosha that he learned from the words, v'nasi echa, nasi echa mimata, tikku lincha, es ha'aretz. First the Gemara thought, shlucha shel adam k'moisai. We have three other drashas for that. Then the Gemara thought, Zachal Adam Shloi Befanov, Mechtes Etzeschos. And finally, what did we say? It's referring to an apotropis that was appointed by Bezdin, and what's his job? To oversee the chalukah and the division of the estate of the Yisoyimim, and this is something that the apotropis has a right to do, and how do I know that? Talmud Leimar. V'nasi echa, nasi echad, mimate tikl. Now, it's important to know that the emes is nachsi echad, Nasi Echa Mimate Tikhu goes down in history as the Makar to Zachan La'adam Shalei Befana. So even though it sounded like from the Gemara it was strike two, but really it's true Aliba the Emes. Ayin Birushayim. That's not our Indian now. What our Indian is that the Rashba learned the Gemara Kipshutai. And the Rashba said that first the Gemara thought Shulchan Shalei Kamaisai. Then the Gemara thought Zachal Ladam Shalei Befanov. And finally, what do we learn from here? We learn from here the Koyach of an Apotropis. Says, Ok, the Rashba to Dindai Raisa. Nasi Echa, Tikulincha. This is the source, this is the Makar to the Koyach of an Apotropis. So what's this Indian that the Apotropis at Dreitzich Mamish and Gan Shas, he's making, he's buying, he's selling, he's being Ma'as, he's being Meshacher. Right? This whole Indian of the Apotropis. What's the rest of the story? What's the rest of the story? In the world of the Rashba, the rest of the story is this halacha, that the apotropis has a din d'iraisa. I saw in the shiurim for Rav Shmuel Rizovsky. So Rav Shmuel, and this is in shiurim Rav Shmuel, it's in Perik H. Neuchlin. So that's one of the sugis of apotropis. So Rav Shmuel shiurim over there, so he says that I think I found another rishon that zikr held the Rashba. Who's this rishon? It's the Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel. And this Rabbeinu Chananel is in Perik Shnayim Moichsin, in Masechtas Bava Metzias, in the sugya of Toifas al Balchayv, which is the sugya that you learned in Masechtas Gittin. But we know, Toifas al Balchayv, and Makam Shechav L'Acher, and what's the halacha? Loikana. Some rishonim say, even if you make a shliach, the halacha is loikana. Stating that, the Rosh says, Rabbeinu Chananel zal kosav, the davka shliach, a Toifas al Balchayv, even a shliach, we're going with that shita, it doesn't work. Aval apotropis kana, but an apotropis, yeah, the yad bailimu, because the apotropis is bach the bailim alein. V'havi kitoifis l'balchoyf, b'mokim she'en echav l'acherim, you have to know what that means. But the bailim alein, you said, Rav Shmuel, this is mamish the Rashba. So we have the Rashba here in our sugya, alatar, Gittin Dachman Bezam and Aleph, with this Rabbeinu Chananel here in the Rosh. And the bottom line is this Meridik Chiddush, based on what would seem to be a Mefurish Gemara. By the way, just to get a feel for what's going on in the Achronim, the Ketzvisa Reish Mem Gimel Zayin and Ayin Shom. We had the Gemara recently with Prozbol. The Halach is Yisoyimim Ein Tzrich and Prozbol. Why not? Rabbi Gamliel Ubeis Dinoi Avien Shal Yisoyimim He. It's a Din Dahiraisa, according to the Rashba. They have a din of apotropis over the assignment. It's a din Torah. It just gives it a whole different ponim. But you learn Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, right? You start getting involved in all those in Yonim. Wait, the Rashba, you have to come on to Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So how does apotropis work? It'd be very glad to walk away, just push it from the Rishonim in today's daf, that there's three Mahalchim. Could be the whole koyach of an apotropis works with Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, Zochel, Adam, Shalei, Befanov, and all the Rei that's learned in Yeshiva and Ksubas, Daf, Yud, Aleph, or the Rashba, which is also the Rach, that's quoted by the Rosh in Perek Shnayim Moichsin, and it works with a new koyach based on a pasuk nasi echad, nasi echad. There's an idea of yad apotropis ki yad hayesayim.